Hello, and welcome to this demonstration and description of the Parrot Plus Voice Recognition Digital Organizer. I'm Phil Scovel of TMT Direct. For more information, call my toll-free number at 1-888-936-0001. Again, toll-free 1-888-936-0001. There's additional information on my website at redwhiteandblue.org. That's A-N-D. redwhiteandblue.org. My email address is Phil, P-H-I-L, at redwhiteandblue.org. Parrot features. Let me mention a few of these to give you an idea of what this thing can do for you. It has its own built-in voice synthesizer, and it talks you through everything you need to do, so you need no sighted assistance. It recognizes your own voice and retrieves data when it hears you speak into the unit. It uses digital recording. Therefore, there are no tapes, no cassettes, no mini cassettes. It's all digital. In the phone book area of the Parrot, you can take a person's name and memorize a number of different phone numbers under that person's name, and it will memorize hundreds of different phone numbers. It will even dial those phone numbers for you if you hold the Parrot up to the telephone because it plays back the touch tones. It has an address book. You can record memos, and each memo is stamped with the date and time of that recording, but you can also go back and edit any memo at any time. The Parrot also has an appointment reminder. You program in a future date and time. The Parrot has an alarm that goes off and reminds you of that appointment, and then you can access that data, and it speaks to you and tells you what that appointment was for. It has a talking clock, so you can read the current date and the current time, and you can set the alarm to go off. It has a talking calculator built into it. You can also change the batteries without losing any data, and it will even speak to you and remind you when your batteries need to be changed. You can even interface it to your computer to back up the data on your hard drive with your Parrot. Let's talk about the dimensions of the Parrot. It is about 3 inches wide, maybe a little bit more, and about 5 inches high, and it's not very thick. It actually doesn't look much different than many cell phones I've seen. It weighs 5.5 ounces, 5.5 ounces, and that's with the batteries. It uses 4 AAA batteries. Optional accessories for the Parrot include a rugged leather carrying case with a strong belt clip on the back, and that's what I personally use to clip the Parrot onto my belt so I can take it wherever I go at all times. And you can purchase some computer software along with a cable that allows you to transfer the data over to the hard drive of a computer for storage if you so desire. Okay, I'm going to demonstrate the Parrot now. Let me put my remote down to my mini disc recorder that I'm using to make this tape, and now I just pulled the Parrot out of my shirt pocket. I'm holding it in such a way that it's in the palm of my hand. My index finger of my right hand curls around the back of the unit and touches a button on the outer upper left-hand edge of the unit. That button is used to access data and to record. Then across the top is the visual display. Just below that are what looks to be like two buttons, but one is a button and one is a microphone. On the left is a function key button. I call it the tab button because I use it to tab over to different headings where I want to record. I'll demonstrate that in a moment. Then to the right is the microphone, which sticks up. You don't have to guess where it is. You know exactly where it is when you want to talk into it. And below all of this is a door that opens up and exposes some other buttons that we will talk about later. Now, the unit is off. You can program it to turn itself off after 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 40, clear up to 60. We'll do that in a little bit. So you don't have to worry about shutting it off or leaving the thing running and then the batteries run down just when you need it. It shuts itself off automatically. So I pulled it out of my pocket. Now I'm going to hit this function key button on the front panel.
Phone book.
That's the first directory. I'm going to keep pushing this function key.
Memo. Appointment. Clock. Calculator. Dialing assistance. Control panel. Phone book.
And now we're back to the phone book. And that's how you cycle through the different headers or the different directories, that's what I like to call them, where you are going to record information. Let me go through some of these again and talk about them briefly.
Memo.
There I just record whatever I want as far as a memo is concerned. It works just like a tape recorder, literally. It will even go fast forward or rewind or delete or undelete or insert text and so on. We'll do some of that in a moment. This is like memo, except you can record an appointment and then tell it a time and date in the future, and then it will beep you, and we'll do that so you'll get an idea what it sounds like. And this is the clock. So I click the button on the upper left-hand corner, outer edge, twice.
2:33 p.m. Friday, April 2nd.
I'll do it again.
2:33 p.m. Friday, April 2nd.
Now let me push this function key again on the front panel.
Calculator.
And that works just like a calculator, but I'll do that eventually here on the tape. This dialing assistance has to do with changing the prefix of long-distance phone numbers when you want to dial in different parts of the country or even outside the country, and you can program it there. I probably won't demonstrate that because it's that simple. You just go into the function area and change the prefix, and it will dial it automatically when you enter other numbers.
Control panel.
And the last item is the control panel, and that's where you customize the parrot to work exactly the way you want it to. Now let me demonstrate a few of its features before I go into more detail. Let me tab over.
Appoint clock, calculate, dialing assistant, control, phone book.
Phone book. I'm going to press the record button, the upper left-hand button on the outer edge, and say, Phil Scovel.
I don't know.
Phil Scovel.
Now I'm going to open the door that has other function keys. Listen to what it says.
Would you like to memorize?
Phil Scovel.
I'm going to press a button that means yes.
Enter the telephone number and press yes.
So I'm going to enter my toll-free number now, including
1-888-936-0001.
And I'm going to hit the yes button again.
Enter the fax number and press yes.
Now I have this set up to read several numbers, including this number here, a fax number. I could put that in. I have a fax number, but I'm going to hit yes and just skip it.
Enter the home number and press yes.
I'm going to press yes just to skip it for now, but you can program all of these numbers in yourself.
Enter the work number and press yes. Enter the cellular phone number and press yes. Enter the other number and press yes.
So you could put a pager in there with the other number.
Press the side key and record the address of
Phil Scovel.
Let's put in the address. I press the record button in the upper left-hand corner. 840 South Sheridan, Denver, Colorado, 80226.
Phil Scovel.
Has been recorded.
I close the door. And now I'm going to cycle through these just to scramble things.
Memo.
So I pull, let's say I just pull this out of my pocket or off my belt.
Dialing assistant, control phone book.
So I'm on the phone book. Now I push the record button again and say, Phil Scovel.
Phil Scovel.
That means it found it. So I hit the right hand button, or I'm sorry, the left hand button in the upper left hand corner twice.
1-888-9-3-6-0-0-1.
And it dialed the number. If I would hold it up to the phone, hit the click button on the upper left-hand corner twice.
1-888-9360-001.
You are going to need to know that number, so that's why I keep playing it over and over, so you'll buy one from me. Now, I open the door again, and I'm pressing a key.
Bell Scoville, 840 South Sheridan, Denver, Colorado, 80226.
And I used a button to find under the header or directory of Phil Scoville. I found my phone number, played it for you. It repeated it with the voice synthesizer built into the Parrot. And I also read or replayed the address I recorded associated with that name and telephone number. I could have just as easily opened the door and accessed the fax number, the home number, the pager number, work number, and you get the picture. If you're wondering, do the tones really work? Yes, if you hold it right against the mouthpiece of the telephone, that is, if you hold the speaker on the front panel of the Parrot right against the mouthpiece and click that button twice, I have dialed long distance, I dial friends every day, I use it every day in that manner, and yes, it does dial right out and makes the connection for you. Let me show you how the memo works.
Phone book. Memo.
Now we're in the memo section. I just press the side button in the upper left-hand corner and speak. This is a recorded memo on the Parrot Plus.
Your memo has been recorded.
Now let's say I've put it back in my pocket and I'm in need of that memo again. And I pull it out and tab through. To the memo, and I hit the click button on the upper left-hand corner twice.
This is a recorded memo on the Parrot Plus.
2:48 p.m., Friday, April 2nd.
And I can just as easily delete that now by opening the door, hitting two keys, an erase key, and the yes key, and it's gone. The appointment, I'm closing the door here, the appointment works the same way.
Appointment.
I'm going to hit the upper left-hand record button. Doctor's appointment.
There is no appointment with
doctor's appointment.
So I'll open the door.
Would you like to record an appointment with
doctor's appointment?
I press the yes key.
Enter the date of the appointment and press yes.
Now, I'm going to put in, let's put in today's date.
0402.
Hit yes, or save.
Enter the time of the appointment and press yes.
Now I'm going to make up a time.
03:00 p.m.
I hit yes.
Would you like a notification beep?
Hit yes, I do want a notification beep.
And record the appointment.
Don't forget your doctor's appointment today.
Your appointment has been recorded.
Now I'm going to close the door. And let's pretend I have my Parrot in its little carrying case on my belt. And I've forgotten my appointments for that day.
Control panel.
I pull the Velcro off. Whip out my Parrot Plus. Cycle through to
appointment,
and I don't know how many appointments I have, so I just press the side button and say doctor's appointment.
Doctor's appointment.
What do you know? I hit it twice again, that is, the click button on the upper left-hand corner.
Don't forget your doctor's appointment today.
3 p.m., Friday, April 2nd.
Now, I'm going to program the time on the Parrot to go off at that time for that appointment. So I'm going to have to stop the tape to do this. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Did you miss me? I have reprogrammed the Parrot for 2:59 p.m., so it'll be about a minute or less before it comes up and reminds me. This is a very nice little convenient feature of the Parrot. You can also open the door by going to the appointment directory, opening the door, and then with the left and right arrow keys, cycle through all of the appointments you have recorded. They can be a month or 2 months or 6 months in advance, whatever you want. It could be next year for that matter. But if you cycle through them using the left and right arrow keys, it will read to you, that is, speak. There is the announcement. This goes on for a short period of time and repeats itself about once every, once every minute up to 5 minutes. But you can cycle through all of the appointments manually, as I was describing with the left and right arrow keys. Now I'm going to click the upper left-hand button to see what my appointment was about.
Doctor's appointment. Don't forget your doctor's appointment today.
3 p.m. Friday, April 2nd.
I use this all the time throughout the day to remind me to return phone calls, literally for doctor's appointments and so on, to do different chores throughout the house during the day that I don't want to forget about. And you can use this just to be a reminder. Call someone back, go to the doctor, call the doctor, go put the clothes in the dryer at a certain time. I use it all the time. It's very, very convenient. It's one of the features I really enjoy with the Parrot. And you can think of a number of ways that you might use that if you're carrying the Parrot around with you all the time, or if you're just working at your desk and you have the Parrot sitting there, you can be reminded of any of these types of appointments. I especially like it for reminding me to pay my bills at certain times, which I have trouble remembering occasionally, and the Parrot helps me to be reminded when to pay them and at what time and the amounts and so on and so forth. Yes, the appointment remains in memory until you go in and erase it. So it'll stay in memory now, that one I just recorded, until I manually go in and remove it from memory. I've been talking quite a bit about the way you can modify the Parrot to work the way you want it to work. And let me demonstrate that now a little bit. I'm going to cycle over to the control panel. And I open the door.
To modify the options, press 1. To transfer data, press 2.
That second choice is when you want to transfer the information over to the computer. As long as I leave this door open,
to transfer data, press 2.
It's going to keep saying these two choices. So I'm going to hit 1.
Volume 4.
The first choice is volume. Now, inside this control panel, there are four keys around the speaker near the top of the control panel. Upper left key is modify. Upper right key is erase. Lower right is no. And lower left is yes. Below that are the two arrow keys, left and right. And below that is the telephone keypad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, *0#. And you cycle through these by using the right and left arrow keys. And then you modify them by using the upper left-hand key around the speaker. This modify key allows you to cycle through choices. Like for volume, I press the upper left-hand modify key once.
Volume 1.
It says volume 1. It's very low. Let me press it again.
Volume 2. Volume 3.
And one more time.
Volume 4. Now
let me press the right arrow key to go to the next item.
6.
Oh, I pressed the wrong I pressed the wrong key. I hit the keypad.
Normal help.
You can turn help off and on here. I leave it on. Right arrow key.
Accessibility mode on.
By using the modify key,
accessibility mode off,
I can turn the speech off and on to make it operate more quietly. I press the modify key again to turn it on. Right arrow key.
Sound number 1.
Let me press the modify key so you can hear these. There's that kind of a sound. This is when you press different function keys for different reasons. There's that little click sound. And now this one, let's see, can you hear this one? Yeah, that one you can. The next one is very, very faint. I don't think you could hear that. It's very faint. Now here's the one I use. Right arrow key.
Shut down after 30 seconds.
And if I use the modify key, I can cycle from up to 40 seconds, 60 seconds, 20 seconds, and then back to 30. I have mine, of course, set on 30. Right arrow key.
Quality voice.
If I press the modify upper left-hand key around the speaker,
compact voice.
The compact voice gives you 13 minutes of record time. It's not very clear, though you can understand it. I just don't think it's comfortable, so I'm putting mine back. The quality voice is 6.5 minutes of memory storage time, but that is misleading. The only thing that gets recorded into that area are things like keywords, like when I said doctor's appointment, what's that, 1 or 2 seconds that is removed from memory? Or when you record memos or doctor's appointment, those are all subtracted from that 6.5 minutes, so it's not very much time that's taken away from it. All of the phone numbers, since you use the keypad to program the phone numbers, are stored in another area of memory, so they are not subtracted from the main memory, the voice memory section of the Parrot. This means you can store hundreds of telephone numbers without ever even bothering any of the voice memory storage area of the Parrot. Right arrow key. Encode mode has to do with programming a password, a numerical password, so that only you can use it, and you have to enter your password when you are going to access the Parrot's features. Right arrow.
Fax number on.
Now this is where you can turn all of the telephone numbers off and on. The first one was fax. Let's cycle through these with the right arrow key. And that's the last one under phone book. You can turn all these off and on as you choose using the modify key, the upper left-hand key around the speaker grill. Right arrow key.
Dialing speed, 7.
Now, this, if you set this high, the telephone cannot always recognize the fast dialing rate. I turn it up higher so it wouldn't take forever to dial, and it also speaks the trailing phone number that you are dialing slower or faster, depending on the rate you set right here. A lower rate, down around 3 or 4, is preferable when dialing telephone numbers. Right arrow key.
Dialing value, 4.
And this has 4 settings. Using the modify key, the upper left-hand key around the speaker grill, you can turn the volume up and down. I leave it as high as it will go, which is number 4. Right arrow key again. The recording has to do here with let me explain it this way. If you hold down right now the way it's set, if you hold down the record button, the upper left-hand button we've been clicking all this time, it continues to record as you speak, and when you let up on the button, it stops recording. But if I change this by hitting the modify key, continuous recording means you click the button once, and as long as you talk or just leaving the button alone, if you don't touch it again, it will record forever until it runs out of memory. You have to click it a second time to stop the recording. But I prefer to hold the button down, talk, and then when I let up, it stops recording. So I'm going to go back to that with the modify key.
Normal recording.
Right arrow key. This is where you can turn the keyword off and on. Remember when I said doctor's appointment and then I recorded my appointment reminder? Well, you don't have to use keywords, but I like to because then I can retrieve them by simply speaking a keyword. You can turn that feature off and on here at that point. Right arrow key.
U.S. date format.
You can change this to
international date format.
I pressed the modify key there. That means it'll be like European date, where the day is first, then the month, then the year, and I like mine on
U.S. date format.
And so now let's press the right arrow key again.
A.M. P.M. hour format.
You can either have A.M. and P.M. or 24-hour clock settings.
Volume.
And we are back to the volume. So you cycle through these items that you might want to change by pressing the left and right arrow keys after you pull the door down. Would you like to hear the calculator? I thought you might. Open the door. No, wait. Don't do that. Let's tab over to it first. Getting ahead of myself. There it is. Now open the door. The four keys we used in the control panel around the speaker grill are associated with the calculator, and they are upper left-hand key, lower right-hand key,
divided by
upper right-hand key,
minus
lower left-hand key,
multiplied by
just below those four keys around the speaker grill, left and right arrow keys, the left arrow key,
clear,
right arrow key,
equals zero.
That's the equals key. Now, I just use the telephone keypad to do my calculations. Let's try one.
5, 5, multiplied by 1, 2.
Right arrow. And let's try one more, just for demonstration's sake.
8, 8, minus 5, 5.
Right arrow.
Equals 3, 3.
And if I make a mistake and I want to clear, I hit the left arrow key.
Clear.
The calculator is just that simple, and it's very convenient because the Parrot is always with you. There's a lot more I could demonstrate on the Parrot. I could take the next 30 minutes and go into a lot of detail, but you get the basic idea. I do want to clear up one more thing about the Parrot, and it's something I mentioned a few moments ago. That has to do with the memory of 6.5 minutes. That doesn't sound like much, but I want to clarify that because people ask me about this all the time. I call that the voice memory because only what you record with your voice comes out of that area. For example, the other day I recorded, let's say I used the title of Phil Scovel like I did on this tape. The 1 or 2 seconds it takes me to say Phil Scovel, or I could just say Scovel or Johnson or Peterson, whatever. The 1 or 2 seconds it takes to say that is all that comes out or is subtracted from that 6.5 minutes. The other day I programmed in over 190 telephone numbers. You could say Scovel and then program in my fax number, my toll-free number, my pager number, cell phone, work, all of that. There's about 6 areas, I think, there that you can program. And I programmed in every one of those in about 30-some-odd categories. So I had over 180 plus my other phone numbers that were already programmed. So I was over 190 recorded telephone numbers. I had 3 or 4 memos and a couple of appointments, and I was only down to about 67% of memory. I had that much left. In fact, let me show you that. That's something I didn't tell you. Here's the tab key.
Phone book, memo, appointment, clock, calculator, filing assistant.
One more.
Control panel.
In the control panel, if you want to check your memory, just tab over there, hit the click button in the upper left-hand corner on the outer edge of the Parrot twice. Click it twice.
82% of free memory.
82% of free memory. That's how much space I have left in my Parrot. And I have a couple of appointments, a couple of memos, and several telephone numbers. So you could probably record, 250 or 300 phone numbers and several memos and appointments and still have memory left over. That's because the telephone numbers, the touch tones themselves, are stored elsewhere, and the voice synthesized information, that female voice you hear, all of that is stored in another memory area of the Parrot. Only what you speak with your voice is recorded in the 6.5 minute area and subtracted from that memory. And as I just demonstrated, at any time you can go and check and see how much free memory you have. I have never used all of my memory space. The reason I have not is because usually after you've written down the memo or you've had your appointment and fulfilled that obligation, you go back and erase those. So I've never had any trouble with this 6.5 minutes of voice memory storage capability in the Parrot Plus. What can you use the Parrot for? I'm sure your imagination has been playing with this idea and how you can use it personally. My wife used it last night when she went to the grocery store, and she takes it with her wherever she goes to remind her of the for sale items that she wants to pick up when she does her grocery shopping. I have a friend who is a technical support person. He answers the phone all day for an internet provider. He uses the Parrot to record information that the customers are giving him so he doesn't have to make them repeat it throughout the telephone conversation, and he can quickly and easily refer to it by clicking on his Parrot, and then, of course, he can delete it as soon as he goes to the next customer. So you can see the Parrot is a very convenient little item, and it's small enough to carry around, wear on your belt, put in your purse, something I don't have. And you can find a number of ways of employing the Parrot to make your life just that much easier. The Parrot Plus comes with a step-by-step installation and demonstration audio cassette, which I produce. And you can call me if you have any further questions. My toll-free number, once again, is 1-888-936-0001. 1-888-936-0001. You can dial up my website at redwhiteandblue.org. You don't need to type in all of the HTTP information because it's a registered domain name, so just point your browser to redwhiteandblue.org. You can also email me again at Phil, that is my email address is Phil, P-H-I-L, at redwhiteandblue.org. My mailing address is Phil, P-H-I-L-S-C-O-V, as in Victor, E-L-L, 840 South Sheridan Boulevard. Sheridan is spelled S-H-E-R-I-D-A-N, 840 South Sheridan Boulevard, Denver, Colorado, 80226. I'm available evenings and weekends. If I don't answer my toll-free number, just leave a message and your phone number, and I'll be happy to call you back. I trust you'll consider purchasing a Parrot Plus. I have found it very convenient. I use it way more than I ever dreamed. I have another digital recorder, but it's not nearly as versatile. It doesn't talk to me, and it's not as convenient. I'm really sold on the Parrot, and that's why I became a Parrot Plus dealer. This concludes this demo of the Parrot Plus V3. I'm going to leave you with the music that is played when the alarm sounds in the clock mode of the Parrot Plus. You set it in the clock mode, that is the alarm, and then it goes off, plays the music, repeats itself in 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes beyond that. Here's what you will hear.